Me on track. Good morning. My name is Alan Mius. I work in the Windows Phone group, and I'm here with Robert Hoover. Robert is a technical writer in the Windows Phone group, so he writes technical documentation. You're probably interested in that, and we'll point you to where the documentation is. It's IT Pro type of documentation. Myself, I'm a product manager focusing at the business experiences, as they say, within the Windows Phone group. So how do you use a Windows Phone within a business environment as a business organization? How do you do that, et cetera? This morning, we'll talk about the productivity side of the phone, collaboration. How do you work with a phone in a Office, Link, Skype, Outlook and Exchange, Office 365 environment. How do you work in it? How do you deploy it in that environment? Some tips, et cetera, for that. We'll do some demos, and Robert will be once he fixes his internet connection, we'll do a collaboration exercise. And you'll probably walk out of the room for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So collaboration is very important for most organizations. And as you know, Windows Phone is one of the devices that connects to a Microsoft cloud and a Microsoft backend in general. Windows is a platform that is now available across the board from a desktop to a server, and including probably the Xbox One for the executive playroom, right? All Windows as the core technologies underpinning the infrastructure and the tools that our users will have across the board to be able to collaborate and communicate easily with each other and be productive and drive the business. We know that with the Windows platform, the users get the same experience when it comes to the modern user interface with the same type of applications, et cetera. Very easy to get access to their information and have it available at their fingertips. Very easy to get to it as such. From a server perspective, from a backend perspective, it connects easily to the infrastructure that you have probably already with Exchange, SharePoint, Link, et cetera. And enables them to get access to all these documents. And then from an app perspective, apps are easy to develop across the board for this platform and with the same tools, the same technology, the same programming language, if you want. And that includes access to things like SharePoint, right? Being able to develop apps for the phone, for a tablet, for a PC, and connect it to a SharePoint app environment is all integrated and available at this point in time. And obviously, we do manage the phone as well as the other Windows environments with Windows System Center Configuration Manager and Windows Intune as the Microsoft tools. We'll talk a little bit also about the third-party tools that are available for Windows Phone at this point in time if you have made a choice in that direction. The lower part of the slide is where Robert lives. Windowsphone.com/business, and where all the documentation, et cetera, is available for you to download white papers, et cetera, that describe a number of these things that I will be talking about. So collaboration is important, and Windows Phone delivers a big portion of being able to collaborate when you're on the road, when you're mobile. From a phone perspective, the experience on the phone is different than on a PC and a laptop. But it's important to see that for key elements, users can use these communication, building communication and collaboration tools on the Windows Phone. And obviously, we'll try to give you some guidance on deploying, et cetera, and point you to resources that you may want to look at for deployment of Windows Phone as such. So integration with the platform, from an IT professional perspective, it's important that you can build on the existing infrastructure that you have. And from a user's perspective, it's important to know that they can use the same tools that they're accustomed to on the desktop as such. And they don't have to learn a lot in terms of how these tools work across the board. For a business user, they have a lot of things on Windows Phone that make the Windows Phone experience very unique. Right? They can easily have a great email communication experience because the Outlook on the phone works very well. It works very similar as the Outlook on a desktop. It groups emails in conversation view. You can easily organize your emails in folders like you do on your desktop. You can synchronize those folders. Specifically, from a phone perspective, if you want to follow a certain project, for example, around that you're working on and have grouped your emails in a folder, you can pin that folder to your desktop or your start screen, so it's easy for you to get going with that email and follow that email. If an email comes in and the rules on the server have put it in the folder, you'll immediately see an update on your screen so you know that there is a new email for this critical project that you're working on as such. Your integration of email and calendar and tasks is great on Windows Phone. Your invitations come in your inbox. You don't have to go to your calendar to find what invitations are there. In your inbox, you'll find your invitations for meetings. You can see who are the attendees, conflicts that you may have in a meeting request, and accept them or decline them, etc. So it's easy to manage your calendar from your inbox directly without having to switch to a different app to go and do it. And then setting out of the office messages, etc., is also a key component for people who are on the road that need to update their out of the office message and make sure they get information to the people that they are working with. Link and Skype integrate very well in this environment. If you look at the Skype integration into your People's Hub, the contact list within the phone, you can immediately access or call people or partners and customers via Skype if they're using that type of environment to connect with. And at the same time, you can integrate or the calendar, et cetera, is integrated from a Link perspective, so your calendar shows up in Link client, and you can directly access your calendar from the Link client and access Link conversations or Link conference calls that you have set up or have been set up for you. So it integrates all very well without needing to do several actions in several applications. It works all well together for you to be worker productive and collaborate with people. And obviously, you can do IRM on devices. Leakage of information is a really big problem with the bring-your-own-device environments that we see these days, right? Employees bring their own devices, and a lot of IT pros are scared, if I can use that word, of information being leaked or information being stolen, etc. Microsoft, with the rights management services in Windows Server that expose themselves into Exchange and to SharePoint and Office environment, offers the tools for you to manage these documents that are going around and being spread, if you want. They prevent people from forwarding emails. They prevent people from printing documents or storing documents somewhere else, etc. So they stay within your company boundaries as such. Obviously, and we'll talk more about that in the talk, is that we have a really great integration of the Office environment on the phone. Windows Phone comes with a full Office suite, if you can call it that way, pre-installed, right? It has all the Office tools, including OneNote, to be able to collaborate easily with note-taking and team working and reports, etc., using OneNote. It integrates with Office 365, SkyDrive Pro as my personal document storage, right? And on my PC, I tend to put everything into my SkyDrive Pro instead of my documents on my PC, so it's available anywhere I go. no longer have it on my PC, cannot lose it, so to speak. It's always there, and even if my PC is not working, I can get access to it from any other device, including Windows Phone. That integrates well with SkyDrive Pro, so you can always have access to the latest documents you've created in that environment. Obviously, users can also use SkyDrive, the personal storage environment, to store some of their personal documents if they wish for personal use. It's a bring-your-own-device phone in the end, right? That is the main goal of Windows Phone 8 at this point in time. What is really unique with Office 2013 is that documents sync between the two or all the environments that you're using when you're connected to SkyDrive and SkyDrive Pro. It's not the physical documents that sync, it's the list of documents that you have, the recent documents that you have. They get synced between all the devices so that when you start a document on one device, like a phone, or usually you don't on a phone, you start it on a PC, but you want to look at it or review it on the phone, it's immediately there. You can click on it and it will be downloaded so you can actually use it. It's a really a great point of value to users because they never lose their documents. They always know what they're working on and what is the latest. From an enterprise social perspective, there's a lot of integration with SharePoint Social, obviously also Yammer as such, and they integrate well with Office 365 too. Right? It's easy for you to be able to participate in these environments from the phone as well as from desktops as well as from a browser environment. And the contact lists are similar between what you are doing in Exchange versus Link versus Yammer, for example. They are different in the sense that they connect to the same people within your organization but different groups that you may have in the social environment versus the email environment, et cetera. Being able to collaborate and with people is a pretty important aspect of today's world. And it starts all with email. Email on the phone gives you a unique experience on the phone to be able to easily filter exchange-based email that comes from an exchange server or exchange online. It's easy to group email, et cetera, by conversation, et cetera, pin the folders to start, as we talked about, search email on the server and on the device as is needed, find people that need to get email too. It's a great experience with email, and generally seeing it's a first-class email experience on the phone. Outlook Mobile is not just email, it also delivers people all the information that comes with Exchange Server, including the contact list through the People Hub that automatically gets synced to their phone so they can get access to all the people they know and communicate with them. They can create groups on the phone that group people together so you can immediately communicate with a group of people that is in your team or in your project environment that you're working at, et cetera. And easy for them to do all the communication tools they have, like IM or send email or send invites, et cetera, on the phone. And all these things can be grouped together on tiles, so they get immediate updates of what this group is and what people in the group are communicating to them and what is going on within these groups. Obviously, the People Hub also connects with other sources. People can connect them with the LinkedIn environment if they're active in that professional network environment so that they can see contacts from LinkedIn directly into the People Hub and act on those contacts too, given the contact information in those contacts cards. And they can obviously add contacts from other environments like their personal email, etc., to the People Hub. From an IT perspective, it's important to see that when all these contacts are in the contact database, they still are separate. The user sees them as one list and can combine a card, if you want, from a view perspective, the link contact for, I don't know, Amilcar, Alfaro, and the exchange contact from Amilcar, Alfaro, can bring them together as one contact card, but physically the data stays in a separate partition within the people database or the contact database. So when an exchange enrollment is undone, the exchange contact will disappear, but the users will still have their personal information there. And they cannot copy contact cards from LinkedIn or from your exchange server into LinkedIn or any of those kind of things or to their personal email. So it's important to see that, and we'll do a security session tomorrow, how Windows Phone keeps things separate by isolating information from different sources and different applications. But from the user perspective, it's important to see that they can see, view this information, and act on the information in a consistent way from one spot. Don't have to switch between all these types of apps before they get access to it. Calendars is integrated, obviously. You can have multiple calendars. If you have an exchange calendar or multiple exchange calendars, you can have calendars coming from Live or Outlook.com or other environments. They will all be integrated into one calendar view. And again, the same thing applies as I just said. It's one view. It's separation of data. And then, obviously, we have integrated to-do lists within the calendar view itself. So when you want to manage your calendar, it's easy for you to get access to the actual action items, et cetera, that are associated with some of your calendar items. And then the calendar integrates really well with the link environment. So your calendar, your Outlook calendar, actually is viewable within your link client itself. You can access meetings and online meetings directly from your calendar or from your link application. Any way you want. So you have a view of all this information. We'll demo all this in a minute when we do a quick link demonstration. So with Link 2010 and 2013 are available for Windows Phone today. Obviously, the functionality is different from a client perspective. You can have 2010 is IM chatting and normal GSM calling, if I can call it that way. The server will call you back for adding you to a link meeting. With Link 2013, you can have full video and VoIP conferencing from the phone directly. So you can use your data connection or your Wi-Fi connection to do video and VoIP calling on the phone directly, join multi-party conference calls and chats, etc., and collaborate on the fly since the call is active can be active in the background. Calls over link can come in as a standard call. Your phone is locked and somebody calls you over link. You can pick it up as if it is a standard mobile call that you would receive from a friend, for example. You can pick it up and as a normal call and work with it. So it gives people the opportunity to have a single phone number across the board where all their professional calls come in over link and they still receive them on their handset as such. It's easy to join conferences and et cetera, and we'll demo that in a minute, how easy it is to do that. So both apps are in the store, 2010 and 2013. They can be used at the same time if needed, but 2013 can also connect to the older environments. But 2010 doesn't offer the VoIP and the video calling that we have in 2013 server. And then Skype. Skype is often seen as a consumer product, but you know that we made the first step to integrate Skype with Link to be able to place calls from Link to Skype and the other way around, I suppose. Not 100% sure of the second one. And there will be more integration of this moving forward so that for those organizations that have, for example, a link infrastructure, they can easily communicate with partners, customers, et cetera, that may be using a Skype infrastructure. In small business environments, Skype is a really popular product to do all kinds of international calls, et cetera, in a cost-effective way for small businesses. So being able to connect to those from your link environment that may be running in the Office 365 cloud is great tools for you to be more productive and collaborative. So let's demo some of this. I need to make sure. We use the right PC. And I'm not getting any image here. Cable's well connected. Oh, wait. I'm redoing it, duplicate. Let's see. It stays on the presentation. I don't know why. It's presentation. I'm going to disconnect the cable and reinsert it. Sorry about this, guys. There it is. All right. Too much stuff here. So I have my Lumia 920 here all cabled up. It's not the way I want to use it usually, but that's how it is. If you stay long enough in the session and you give your card to, I don't know if she's Jenna in the back, right? You may be able to win a 920 right in this session. So let's dismiss the demo meeting that I'm going to go in and do in a minute together with Robert. This is my phone, my personal phone, if you want. It's a 922. I have several email accounts on this, five actually, all using EAS. In general, we do not recommend using more than five EAS accounts on one phone because of the sync issue, the battery issue that you're going to get if you use a lot of EAS accounts. But you can have up to 16 EAS accounts on one phone if you prefer. And apart from that, within the 16, you can add a number of other accounts like Gmail or Yahoo Mail or any other mail that you want to connect to. As you can see, I have my calendar here. I have obviously Yammer, and I'm using SharePoint Social too. I have my Office Hub. I have a task list, which is a SharePoint, this one here, which is a SharePoint app that is written specifically to manage tasks on a SharePoint environment, and my link environment, etc. My email offers me a great view. I can change this in black to white, etc., but I can see that I have invitations here or other email that is in conversation view. It's easy to look at unread, flagged, urgent email, and all email. So for me, it's very easy to get to my email, read email, and see if what is going on and what is important to me in my life as such. From email, I can easily go and look at my calendar. As you could see, I had a number of invitations in my email already. Right here, that I can have a look at, and that are the email, the meeting that I'm going to join in a minute, and I can join it directly from my email, or I can join it from my calendar directly, as you can see. The demo meeting is a Microsoft account meeting that I'm using on my personal account in Microsoft. The red ear is a Office 365 account that I set up for other demo purposes. And that is another EAS account that I have here on this phone. Accounts are set up in different colors, and people can choose the colors, etc., to see multiple accounts as such. As you can see, this is a demo meeting that I have with Robert, who is somewhere. Let's start and join the meeting. I have both link accounts on my phone. But I'm going to use 2013 because I want to show video calling, obviously, on the phone. The conversation has ended. Hopefully the network is working well. There he is. That's Robert. I'm going to set up and start my own video in a minute. Our conversation ended again. There he is. Hey, Robert. How are you? We have some network issues here, but let's see. Robert is outside, as you can see. Yeah, but let's start my own video.
Hi, okay. Everyone.
You can say something to him.
Hi.
You can see my double chin now. So the other thing I can do is I can start a collaboration session with him while the call is going. You can see that in the top, the call is still going. And I have a OneNote here that I shared with Robert. Robert, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can still hear you.
So, yeah, we created the outline of this session and we built a deck for it. I think we all also did the review. Do you agree with that? So I'm actually upgrading. Can you check off the revisions of the PowerPoint deck and the final review? Because I think we went through that too.
Sure.
And on the phone, if I want to force a sync, I need to actually sync it. And depending on the network conditions, the updates from Robert will come through. As you can see, revision of the PowerPoint, he just checked it off on his site using OneNote. So this is a real-time collaboration. While I'm calling in a meeting, we can be with multiple people here and with multiple people work on the same OneNote environment, add notes to it, etc. On a desktop, you would be able to see the author of the notes within the OneNote environment, and you can do it on the desktop with the browser app or the web app for OneNote, as well as with the full desktop client that you have in OneNote. This specific OneNote is stored in an Office 365 environment that I shared with Robert and that we collaborate on. And we actually added created the tech add slides in this way, and we have bundled them within this OneNote environment as such. Are you going to go out and drink a little bit this tonight, Robert?
Maybe.
Oh, I heard you had a little hangover yesterday.
Just a little.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Thanks. Talk to you later then. So I can go back into the link directly from our OneNote and end the call. All right. The conversation will be journaled within my link environment. As you can see, I've done a few demo runs or trial runs of this demo meeting earlier this morning, and I can chat with him, see my calendar. My calendar is totally blocked for TechEd. This is my multi-day TechEd USA meeting, right, that goes through all my day today. Obviously, I am on do not disturb because I'm presenting to you. And I have my out-of-the-office note up there so people at Microsoft can see what's going on. And I can look at people I work with a lot at Microsoft, my A-team, I organize them this way. So from a communications, collaborations perspective, you have a great email client that integrates with people and tasks on your phone. You can easily do conferencing with Link, and collaborate with Link using some of the Office tools that are built in on the phone. We'll do a little more demo in a minute, let's switch back to the slide. Clicker. So with Office built in, the great thing about Office is that the documents always stays in sync. If I create a document on my PC, I can immediately see on my phone that I created that document. With immediately, I mean within a few minutes for the synchronization of the recent document lists there. So all the notes and documents you create within your Office 365 with Office 2013 environment always get shared across the different devices that you are using, including Windows Phone as such. Whenever you edit a document, like an Office document, a Word document, on your device, and you save it, you're on page 30 or something like that, you save it to your SkyDrive Pro or your Office SharePoint, and you access it from your phone, it will automatically open on the same page that you just saved it on your desktop. So your work actually continues exactly where you left it off on the phone. This is pretty unique to Windows Phone as the only phone today that has a full Office implementation assets. And it's easy to access documents from SharePoint, attachments to your email, from SkyDrive, SkyDrive Pro, if you're in the Office 365 environment, so that you can do your full work. Office supports the full functionality of editing, etc., reviewing, outline view, and on the phone that you expect from an Office application from Microsoft. And then OneNote, we just showed it. It's the ultimate collaboration tool. It's easy for a user to take notes on using OneNote since it allows you to take pictures and store them, to have lists, to have voice recordings in your OneNote, as well as voice transcription when you're using English, French, German, Spanish, Italian. It will automatically transcribe, just like it transcribes when you do SMS or texting on the phone or email on the phone. You can dictate to these environments without having to type, which is great when you're driving around, not supposed to be texting, right? And then PowerPoint is really updated with Windows Phone 8. It has, and I'll show you in a minute, not just a PowerPoint view. You can also look at the notes and edit the notes, add to the notes, as well as to the slides itself if you're inclined to do that on a phone, but notes or speaker notes editing is really great on a phone when you're preparing for a presentation and want to quickly add some things that you need to remember in your speaker notes. And then you have a full slide sorter view on the phone, so you can quickly get from one slide to the other in a large presentation if you want to. Obviously, we have all the familiar apps, Exchange, with Excel and Word and PowerPoint we just talked about. And all this environment is supported with rights management services. So if you want to prevent documents from leaking, rights management services is a great technology for you to apply so that documents get locked down into the conversations where they are applicable and cannot leave your organization as such, if they don't have to. Let's go back to a demo of this. Wake up the phone. There it is. So first things first, I don't know if I enabled it, but let's try it. I did not. So let's go into the phone itself. What I wanted to do is just dictate while the phone was locked. Note, let's go to dinner tonight. Cannot hear myself. Note, let's go to dinner tonight. Can it hear me with this cable plugged in? It should, right?
It might not.
Note, Let's go to dinner tonight. I don't hear it, so we'll try that in a minute again. Note, let's go to dinner tonight. No, it's not hearing me. I don't know why. Anyway, sorry, failed demo right here. What I wanted to do is dictate a note. My phone is locked or unlocked. I press the start button. I keep holding it. It says speak. And I says note, which is the command to put a note into OneNote. Let's go to dinner tonight, which I needed to remind myself of or something like that, right? And it would put it transcribed into a OneNote as such. That was the intent of the demo. So we have Office on the phone with a full Office document environment. As you can see, I have my recent documents here, which are documents that I recently accessed. Obviously, as you can see, it's still downloading, and these are documents that I accessed, actually the presentation that I'm giving right now, right? Or the PowerPoint I accessed the demo doc, which keeps me on track on what I'm doing in the demo. And I can easily get access to these. It's not downloaded yet. So it's connecting to the Office 365 environment and opening the slides. And I can go through the slides just like I'm doing on the desktop there. I can go the other way around and see full slide version of it, right? Exact the same way. Go this, go to my slide viewer, long deck, and go to the end slide you haven't seen yet, and we'll show later on, right? I can edit my notes here. And save them. So I can add really easy to this full Office functionality if you want. Don't save, edit notes. In places, I obviously have two SkyDrive Pros. I have my SkyDrive at Microsoft, which get automatically configured when I enroll my own account at Microsoft. And I have my SkyDrive at Contoso, which is my demo account, that automatically gets provisioned onto my Office Hub as such. I can remove these if I want to as a user. Obviously, the SkyDrive Pros and SharePoint sites that I have here are useful to me. And in a minute, I'll show you the back end of this and how to enroll a user and those things within this environment as such. And then we did see OneNote. Again, OneNote here is this presentation, the productivity OneNote, multiple tabs in here. And OneNote is a separate application now, and I can look at all my OneNotes that I have. I don't need a Fabricum one. Let's go back. Obviously, I have a few competitive OneNotes where I keep track of Android, etc., right? My productivity slides, my own notebook, and my business notebook for work as such that I use a lot. And I can easily access these OneNotes directly from this environment and have a look at the different pages. As a user, as you can see, I no longer have to synchronize all the OneNotes. I can choose which one to synchronize and keep on my phone, and if I really need one, I can always synchronize the OneNote that I have and need available on this phone. From a integration of SharePoint and Yammer, we at Microsoft, we use both SharePoint Social, which is an application that connects to the SharePoint Social environment, and where I can see everyone tweeting and talking about stuff happening within Microsoft or asking questions, etc. I can look at mentions. I'm not mentioned, so I'm not that important at Microsoft at all. Right? Myself and documents that are tagged with me, etc. We lost vision. There it is again. Hello. There we go. right? And I can also use Yammer, which we have a private instance at Microsoft of that integrates in our Office 365 environment that Microsoft employees use. And again, here I can follow my feed directly, see messages that are directed to me, notifications that are coming from different people that I'm following and I want to be notified of what they are doing, groups that I look at, and obviously look in the Windows Phone group where I participate actively in, et cetera, et cetera. So it's easy for people to use these apps within their Office 365 environment as they tie into the SharePoint and social environment that is integrated for them as such. And Skype, et cetera. Another thing that I quickly wanted to point out, a lot of these apps can easily be developed today, right? If you're a developer or you have a SharePoint environment and you want to create access to some of these functionality that you may have, there is a SharePoint SDK available for you today that integrates with the Windows Phone SDK and the Windows SDK, et cetera. So you can use these libraries to call all kinds of functionality and web services on a SharePoint environment, being it a SharePoint that you manage internally, as well as a SharePoint that is being managed through Office 365. And you can develop your own SharePoint-based apps for Windows Phone, as well as for Windows 8 and Windows tablets, et cetera, using this SDK. One of the apps that is in the App Store today is the one I didn't get immediately working. Maybe it does now. My authentication failed. Yeah, it failed again. It's a task app. It's in the Windows Phone Store. It connects to a SharePoint task list and downloads the tasks and helps people manage their tasks that are part of this task list. Built with the SharePoint SDK, it's a very simple application, and my connection keeps failing to this SharePoint task list. But it's an example of SharePoint apps available on Windows Phone 8, and it's easy for you to develop some of these. Now, from a back-end perspective, from a deploy perspective, what is important here? First of all, Windows Phone integrates with any ActiveSync environment, right? And obviously, it integrates with Exchange Server, any version of Exchange Server functionality, and I'll show you a slide on terms of functionality, will be different depending on what Exchange Server you connect to, and obviously Exchange Online. And I don't know for those, any IBM, Domino, yes, IBM just released an update to their Domino server, I think they call it Domino Server Social or something they're calling it, that enables you to connect Windows phones to them so that you can do your email task management people thing with a Domino environment. It doesn't require to install an application. It just uses the integrated Outlook People Hub task list that I just showed. And works in very much the same way, applies EAS policies. Obviously, with auto-discovery, et cetera, for people, and I'll demonstrate a little bit about that, it's very easy for people to get going with email, calendaring, et cetera, on a Windows phone because it connects easily to any of the existing Exchange servers. And obviously, you can apply IRM, as I talked about it, and let's dig in a little bit deeper. In terms of ActiveSync integration and policies, we support a limited set of policies for a bring-your-own-device environment, which are all the password policies required, including complex password and device encryption. So you can turn device encryption on the phone if that is a required policy for your environment. And the users can wipe the phone through their web browser if they want to connect to the Exchange server, or they can call an IT administrator and have the phone wiped when they lose it, et cetera. Users can still don't have to, but if a user has a live ID on the phone, they can obviously register their phone and on windowsphone.com, and they can find it on a map, have it ring loudly, those kind of things for situations where they think I lost it somewhere in the house, I don't know where it is. Let's have it make a noise, at least map it so I know where it is and can easily find it as such. Active Sync functionality supported is dependent on your Exchange server. When you go to Exchange server 2010-2013, that's what the /3 means, then you get the most functionality in terms of EAS policies or EAS functionality capabilities, sync capability supported. We support EAS 14.1, which is the latest version of Exchange Active Sync protocol. Obviously, if you move back to an Exchange server 2003, you will get less capabilities, less functionality, less manageability in general using an older version of Exchange. All this, and if I go to Exchange server 2010-2013, all the capabilities, et cetera, supported through Office 365 today on the server. So maybe we should have a look at this. So obviously this phone is connected to an Exchange server. I'm going to disconnect it from the PC, and I'm going to add another phone here. This phone is basically unconfigured. The only thing I did is making sure I had a Wi-Fi connection that hopefully works well. And then I added my Microsoft account here on it, automatically configured also my Link account since they are connected. And that's all that is on this phone at this point in time. Hasn't no Office documents and Office 365. The only documents that are coming here are documents that come from my SkyDrive, as you can see, right? They are part of my personal stack of documents. No Office 365 configuration yet on this phone. I started a private session to make sure I have my accounts separated on the PC, so I started an in-private session in my browser to access my Office 365 environment. As such, I can manage Exchange, Link, SharePoint. I'm actually here in the, and I'll go back to the Exchange. I have a number of users, including myself here on the top, and permissions, etc. From a mobile perspective, the mobile panel allows me to quarantine devices and set up device rules to make sure I can block certain devices, et cetera. But I can also do my, obviously, my mobile device management, my policies. Only have one policy here that I can edit. And basically has the security settings that we just talked about, right? Password policies. And I also turned on device encryption on this phone. I have set up policy, and if we go back to the phone, there is basically not this policy. Where is the phone storage? Oh, you cannot see it. I'm sorry. So I go into settings and I go to phone storage. And you can see that there is 30 gigabytes, about 32 gigabytes of memory in this phone, and it's not encrypted. And it should change in a minute. So let's unroll this phone into this environment, and I'm going to go with the other way around. The easiest way for a user to do this is to instruct them to go to the Office Hub, and for Office 365 anyway, say Office 365 and set up. It will automatically go into here on how to configure it. A Windows Phone 8. And if the gods are with us, the internet gods anyway. And they found us. So what it does here with the Office 365, it says, I'm going to configure, and you quickly saw it, I'm going to configure Exchange, SharePoint, and Link for you, and immediately brought the policy down to this device. Had this password policy set, and let's put it full place. So I'm going to set a policy, a password here. And go through the full enrollment. So I'm going to say done. And you see, I'm not yet fully enrolled, and policy is already brought down on the device. The reason I configured a live account on the device is because I knew I needed the Link app, and I need a live account on the device to be able to download the Link app from the Windows Phone Store. So I'm going to install this app, and once it started downloading, right? Go here. So at this point in time, I do have my SkyDrive, which is associated with my live account, right? And I now also have my SkyDrive Pro associated with my Office 365 account, as well as the Contoso team site from my demo site. Automatically provisioned to me, my Link is installed, and my email should be ready for me to go. Probably all the way down on here, all the email coming down at this point in time that we showed earlier. And if everything goes well, since I said Exchange needs to put security or encryption on the phone, let's go back to phone storage. And as you can see, it says now encrypted, right? So different than other operating systems, especially Android, right? When you set encryption, the user doesn't get bothered with how does this work? Do I need to do stuff? Do I need to reboot the phone and wait 15 minutes? It starts doing the encryption immediately. Under the hood for the user, encrypts the full device storage for the user and for you to protect all the data that is set on the device as such. So very easy to deploy in an Office 365 environment. If you have auto-discovery on your Exchange server, you can do the same thing. With a proxy, auto-discovery allows the user to just enter email address, password to get connected to your own Exchange environment if you want to. In terms of mobile device management, if we do, obviously, Exchange Active Sync to be able to do policy management, etc., on the device, we also support or are supported by our friends at Windows Intune and System Center team. That enable mobile device management through those environments and set policies as well. Obviously, when you move to a mobile device management system or an MDM system proper, so to speak, right, with Windows Intune, you're also moving into application distribution and having an own app catalog, et cetera, with these systems. On Windows Phone itself, we also support the major mobile device management vendors like Mobile Iron, AirWatch, the previously Zenprise or Citrix, Xen Mobile these days, and others. There are a number of others that are, Symantec has a solution for it, and many others have already solutions with MDM in the market. So if you have a preferred MDM vendor, I'm pretty sure they're releasing or very close to release of MDM support for Windows Phone 8. And we'll continue to do that in the future too. Right. If you go to windowsphone.com/business, there is a resource page there that also gives you some more information about mobile device management, more technical background of it. And we'll do a session on Thursday morning on mobile device management and app management on Windows Phone together with Robert. In terms of policies, the policies are different when you use EAS versus enterprise policies. With mobile device management, you have more policies, like, for example, the ability to disable a SD card when the phone supports an SD card, those kind of things, and additional things that we'll talk about in next Thursday in the app management session that have to do with enrolling the device, certificate management, and those kind of things on the device. And with a mobile device management system, you have a rich set of reporting elements, asset management tools that you can report on in terms of who's using the device, what device is it, and what is it doing as such. We very much, with Windows Phone, in a bring-your-own-device environment, support a kind of a single-access architecture using a reverse proxy setup for your environment so that users, internet-facing devices such as a Windows Phone or a Windows RT tablet, etc., can easily connect to your background back-end using a TLS or an SSL connection as such. 256 or 128-bit encryption, whatever you want to do it. In some scenarios, and for some scenarios specifically for Exchange, we also support user authentication using certificates with the Outlook on the phone. If you want users to assert or to log in and authenticate using user certificates, that is supported in the Outlook client today on Windows Phone 8 as such. And the benefits of us supporting primarily SSL or HTTPS is that it's a lightweight, very flexible environment. It doesn't require heavy lifting, so to speak, to get it configured, not from a user perspective and not from your perspective as such. It's always working, contrary to IPsec type of VPN. Connectivities on all mobile networks globally, and obviously you have a pretty good control over what is going on when you're using SSL connections to your reverse proxy or your firewall or your SSL VPN gateway that you may have within your company. As I said, you can support or use user certificates with Exchange and only with Exchange. The installation of user certificates is a manual process, if I can put it that way. You can put the certificates using a HTTP or a web page and expose them that way to the user, or certificates can be used through email and provisioned through email to the user as such. It's important, and we recommend using root certificates that are already available on the phone. If you go to the MSDN network and look for the Windows 8, Windows Phone 8 certificate program, you can get a full list of all the root certificates that are already available on the phone. And that is also a program that enables certificate providers to add root certificates to the phone so they get shipped to it. You can install your own if you want to. You can install the full chain from root to user as long as you have the full chain in the installation of the user, and by clicking it, the user can install it on the phone as such. Again, it's an interactive process. The failing part is usually the user and failing to take the right action as such. But the user will be prompted with a certificate if there's a password needed to enter the password, or to install it and acknowledge the installation of it when they receive it. There's a white paper about this on the windowsphone.com/business website. For information rights management, for those that have it installed or want to use it with Windows Phone, you need to be able your Exchange client access or CAS server needs to be running Exchange 2010 Service Pack 1, at least. That's the base level of it to get access to it. And then you must also enable it for internal messaging, have an RMS server available within your organization. And then you must enable it within the Exchange Active Sync policy set that we just looked at on the Exchange server itself. You can also do this in some circumstances, some versions of Office 365. can have RMS enabled for you. SharePoint integration, SharePoint 2010 or later, not previous SharePoint versions with Windows Phone. You can do on-premise SharePoint or hosted. Again, the architecture is an SSL connection to your SharePoint server. The hosted or Office 365 versions will always use SSL connections to use them. Through the SSL connection, you can just implement NTLM, or it is normally the standard implementation of for authentication through the SSL pipe, if you want. So from that perspective, you still have user credential checking. And then for Link mobile deployments, with Link 2013, you have the full Link services extended to your mobile device with the Link 2013 app on Windows Phone. Again, there is a number of deployment guides available from the Link TechNet Center that show you how to deploy Link as such. It enables you to do full Active Directory-based NTLM authentication and supports VoIP video calling, as well as PSTN callback if you want to. So the user doesn't have a good data connection, it will default back to a callback. The server will call the user back to join them to a conference call or place a call so that the control is at the server side asset. As I said before, and I showed you, the Link 2010 client is available still. If you have a Link 2010 environment next to the Link 2013 client, but it doesn't support VoIP calling. It only supports the PSTN callback system for conferencing and calling through the app. So with this, kind of concludes my talk about all the different tools and functionalities available on Windows Phone 8 for collaboration, communication within a business environment, and it positions the phone well in a bring-your-own-device environment for people to be able to extend their collaboration and productivity tools to Windows Phone and mobile users as such. Any questions? Things I didn't cover? I will go through a number of slides about additional sessions we are doing. But if there are any questions, please let me know. We have sessions today, all mostly in this room. Tomorrow, I'll be doing a security session too at 8:30 in the morning, and Thursday, a management of Windows Phone session at 8:30 in the morning. Maybe I don't know if the mics work, but. Yes. So the question is, I talked about separation of data, and you mentioned encryption with Exchange was to the email client. So I'll talk about it tomorrow morning in the security architecture kind of talk that we have tomorrow. But all applications, including built-in applications, are sandboxed on Windows Phone. And all their data is isolated. So every application, including Exchange, stores its an Exchange account. It's one instance of the application will isolate the storage of that data. The overall policy set, like the encryption using EAS, will encrypt the full device, right? Not just the Exchange data as such. It encrypts the full device. It's a BitLocker-based device encryption that is being used, just like in Windows 8 and Windows RT, etc. With MDM, you obviously have more control over the device because you enroll the device as such, and you know more about the device and who is using it, and you can associate the device with an Active Directory user and those kind of things depending on the MDM tool you're using. So yes, you have much more control over the phone using a mobile device management system than with an EAS system. But in general, all the applications are isolated. Their data is stored separately. So when you do an enrollment with an MDM system, it depends on the MDM system. They will remove a number of elements from the phone that are associated with the corporation or the MDM system, right? Like, could be like if you use Mobile Iron, They would enable you to configure the EAS account on the phone as well as the applications on the phone. And when you unenroll, they would remove the EAS account and the applications and their associated data from the phone at unenrollment, yes. Is that answering your question? All right. Other questions? Yes. No, the mechanism I just showed. The mechanism I just showed, email or a web page, and then some MDM systems enable you to provision certificates to the phone too. Yeah. Other questions? No? All right. Thank you very much. We have 3 minutes to go, but that gives you the time to fill in the little card that you got. Give it to the...
Can you go back one slide?
Oh, yeah. Today's topics, I can. Yes, this is today, right? And if you give the card that you filled in, there should be a widder of a phone. There is, she is. And it's a Lumia 920. You will also be entered into the overall, what are we calling this?
We have a grand prize drawing on Thursday at 3 o'clock as well.
All right. Thank you.